Verse 11, Proverbs 26, 11. Got about three more scriptures to go. Proverbs 26 and 11. See, I'm trying to show you today, these are the attributes of a fool, but I want to show you today the fool is the guy that won't grow out of this. Verse 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. You know, as you're growing up out of jealousy, and as you grow up out of envy, and as you grow up out of strife, and as you grow up out of acting like a child, he says, don't return back to it. Don't let anybody make you return back to it. You know, you hadn't gotten offended in years. Don't go back to it. Hadn't held unforgiveness in years. Don't go back to it. Got offended because somebody didn't speak to you. Don't go back to it. You know, I had to examine my own self. Disappointment comes when you expect something and it is not fulfilled. And I found out that half the stuff I was disappointed in, I was expecting and didn't have a right to expect it. And the easiest thing for me to do was just do it myself, so I couldn't be disappointing nobody. I just did it myself. Examine your life. Don't return back to the folly. Okay? Okay? Look at Proverbs 17. Let's knock this out. Y'all gonna cook some black-eyed peas for tomorrow? And some collard greens. So you say, as they say, you cook them collard greens, you can get more money. Black-eyed peas get some more coins, I think. I don't know what it was. I don't want no black-eyed peas and collard greens. Give me some chicken. Proverbs 20, what did I say? 17:25. 25 says, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Foolishness will cause grief. Foolishness brings about a sense of loss, like this is a lost case. This is a lost situation. And don't allow yourself to be so foolish. I mean, even a pastor pastoring a church, I don't know how some pastors feel, but I'm not going to look forward to pastoring a children's church until Jesus comes. God said to me to raise up a mature church so that he could show himself strong. And that's what we're on right now, raising up a mature church. And it's going to be difficult for God to be able to manifest things in your life and you're still doing all the little child stuff, you know? I'm thanking God that this year our church will mature more than it's ever matured since its existence. And God will have a group of people that he can flow through, and his glory can be seen through people who have grown up into their sonship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 5:5. Got 1 minute on that clock. Let's make it. Psalms 5:5. Verse 5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Your foolishness will be the cause of... God said, I'm not going to allow it to happen. And folks, let me tell you something. There are certain things you do as children that they're foolish, and God says, it's not going to come before my eyes. If any other reason, settle this issue so that you can come before the presence of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, right after Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 14 says, the wise man's eyes are his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happeneth to them all. I don't want you to walk in darkness, but you know what? If you refuse to grow up, then that's what's happening. You will eventually find yourself walking in darkness. If you refuse to grow up into your sonship, not only are you going to be walking in darkness, but you're going to find yourself not knowing what to do. The light of God's wisdom will be hid from you because you just won't sit down long enough to grow up.